So speaking of the wealthy, if you're a U.S. president and you don't happen to have a summer compound like Kennebunkport, where do you go? What do you do?
Camp David.
Apparently you don't go to Six Flags because Obama and the family are heading to Martha's Vineyard at the end of the month. With us to discuss it is Nelson Siegelman, managing editor of Martha's Vineyard Times. Nelson, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So are residents preparing for this big presidential visit at the end of the month?
Well, I understand there are already T-shirts saying I vacation with Obama for sale along Circuit Avenue in Oak Bluff, so I guess some folks are preparing for it.
But you've had presidents there before. Are some residents kind of saying, been there, done that?
I think that's sort of overplayed a bit. I mean, folks still get excited. I mean, let's face it, when the motorcade pulls up and the president walks in and about 20 Secret Service folks are all around them, it's a little bit hard to pretend you're blasé about it.
Yeah, so, that's pretty dazzling.
Or if you're stuck in a traffic jam because a motorcade's going through, I suppose you vote for the next party in the next election. So,
so the Clintons, they famously stayed with Vernon Jordan. Do we know where the Obamas are going to be?
Well, the Clintons didn't stay with Vernon Jordan. Bill Clinton played golf with him. But as for the Obamas, they're going to be staying at the Blue Heron Farm in Chilmark. It's a private compound at the end of a long dirt road, like a lot of private homes on Martha's Vineyard that wealthy folks own. The average person is not going to see something like that.
Is it beachfront for the Obamas?
It's on a salt pond. It's a very nice place, and it has easy access to the beach. So I don't think it's going to be lacking for any amenities.
So do you expect the Obamas just to mix and mingle with the locals, you know, go down and get some ice cream with the girls?
Well, they haven't shared their itinerary with me yet, but I've got to expect that he does have two young girls, and as anyone who has young girls knows, they're going to want to go out and do things and have fun. So I expect they'll visit some of the attractions that make Martha's Vineyard such a popular vacation destination.
Attractions / overpriced boutiques.
Well, I don't know about that, but they're, you know, we have a very old carousel called the Flying Horses, and that's always a fun thing for any family to visit.
Well, thank you, Nelson, for joining us this morning. That was Nelson Siegelman, managing editor of the Martha's Vineyard Times.
They're bracing themselves for summer vacationing Obamas. Yes, an Obama invasion of Martha's Vineyard.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.